Oh, yeah, that is. So it will resolve even.
Chazal tell us a Gemara in Masechtas Bruchas in Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis Arba Dvorim Tzrichim Chizik. There are four things which need, says Rashi, Tumid, which need constant Chizik: Tefillah, Masim Toivim, Torah, and Derech Eretz. Normally, one hears Rabbunim Magide Shir. They concentrate more on tefillah and Torah. Today I want to speak about Derech Eretz. Rashi says, what is Derech Eretz? Kegoin soicha besechoi rusa. A merchant needs chizik in his trade. Imem b'melachtoi, a tradesman in his work. Baal melchuma b'melchamtoi, a soldier in battle. Just like one needs to give chizuk to the loyim de Torah, just like one needs to give chizuk in tefillah, so one needs also to give chizuk, tell us Chazal, to people who are working. They need to have chizuk as well. You might ask, why do they need chizuk? Ruchnius needs chizuk. Gashmius dikha endeavors, why does that need chizuk? There's a letter from Rav Hutna Zechayin Levrucha, was printed in his Sefer Igros, Rav Hutna, Simon Sadik Dalad, where somebody wrote to him, and he says he doesn't feel any feeling of satisfaction in his job. He's sitting in his office, and he's working, but he feels that he's leading a double life. He has his life in the Beis HaMedrash, when he's davening and he's learning, Kihem Chayeni, Vorech Yomeini, that's his real life. And then he has the false life when he's sitting in the office working and he feels somehow that this is a contradiction. And Rav Hutna wrote him back a letter as follows. Hini bezeh lahagid lecho ki lefi dati. I want to tell you, according to my understanding, these feelings which you have are a result of a total misunderstanding. Tefisa mitas be'inyan haniddon. You have a totally wrong understanding in how you should be viewing your job. Haroshim hakluli hamiskabel midvorecha. The impression which I get from your letter is, as by you, that this is an obvious fact, this is a simple fact, ki avoida b'misrad histira ve'eina oyle yufa lemishi yosha b'beis hamedrash. I see from your letter that you are under the misconception that sitting in an office doing a job is somehow a contradiction to sitting in a beis hamedrash and learning Torah. Writes Rav Hutna, I remember when I went to visit in the hospital Shaarei Tzedek in Yerushalayim, and I met there the famous doctor, Dr. Valach, and he had just come from visiting a patient, and he saw that this patient was in a very difficult situation. And Dr. Valach bent over to him and asked him for his mother's name, and he took out a Tehillim, and he said the Kapitel Tehillim by the bed of this patient. He wanted to show the patient that besides the medical part of treating him, he's going to daven for his refia. Writes Rav Hutna, afterwards I went to visit one of the greatest gedolim in Yerushalayim, and I told him over this story. And this gudel said to me, how one has to be envious of this great doctor, how he makes a Kiddush Hashem in his job. He shows that although he's such a fantastic doctor, but yet he doesn't know it all. He takes out the Tehillim and davens to Hashem. Writes Rav Hutna now to this fellow, tell me now the truth. Was his actions a contradiction to the Torah, Dr. Valach? Just the opposite. He brought about a gewaldige Kiddush Hashem. Says Rav Huttner, Va'ata chavivi yakiri, cholila lecho, meliros es asmecho, beri kufel shochayim kefilim. Cholila, that you should look at yourself, regard yourself, that you're leading a double life. Chazal have told us, Kol hamarich be'echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem lakeni Hashem echad, Kol hamarich be'echad, marichim loy, yomav ish noisav. Zuk Rav Huttner, a very original pshat. You know what it means, Kol hamarich be'echad? A person has to ensure that his life is one long continuous avoidus Hashem. But you, however, you're leaving a double life. You have your life in the Beis HaMedrash, and you have a second, lesser life outside in the office. The avoid of a person is to be marich be'echod, that it should be one continuous avoid of Hashem. Sali ma'oid olecho. Right, Rav Huttner, I feel very bad, I feel very upset for you. Im nekidazi ne'elemes hi menecho. If you haven't until today, you haven't realized this. Zihi chavivi chavoscho boilomcho. This is now your avoider in your life. To make sure that all your actions and your work in the office falls under the category of being marich be'echod. And then you'll be zoicha to come to the right level to be marbe kovod shamay. So this yesod we learn out in this week's parsha. Yaakov Avini, before his nifta, gives the bruchas to all the shvutim. And to Zevilin, says Yaakov Avini, Zevilin lechoif yamim yishkoin. Zevilin are going to dwell by the shore of the sea. Vehi lechoif onios. He's going to be traveling on the ships. Explains the Klei Yukah that the job of Zevilin wasn't to work on the land, was to be constantly on the sea, on the ships. We need to understand, however, why is it so? Why did Yaakov Avini specify when it came to Zevilin, I'm going to tell you what type of job you should be doing? Zevilin, they received their portion, their nachla, so like everybody else, but their nachla was bordering the sea. Why couldn't they work on the land, tilling the ground, growing things? Says Yaakov Avini, because your nachla is bordering the ocean, you have got to make your panusa traveling on the ships. And we find this as well in Parshas Vezois HaBrucha. Tells Moshe Rabbeinu to shave as a villain, Zmach Zevilin betzeisecho v'yesucha ba'oyalecho. Zevilin, you should rejoice when you're going out to work. Says Rashi, Zevilin lechoif yamim yishken v'yoitze lepragmatia bisfinois. Says Rashi, explains, what was Moshe Rabbeinu referring to? Zmach Zevilin betzeisecho? You should rejoice when you go out on the ships. Why can't he stay on land? He has to dafka be oisik, something to bring from the ocean. We have a gemara, a mesechtes pesachim, in daf dalad omed aleph. The gemara tells us there was a certain individual who liked to always walk by the shore of the sea. Have a ka'uzel v'oma akif yama asisna birusa. Says Rashi, Tomid hoye mishtabeach besfas hayom. He was always very enchanted by the seaside. He used to always be by the seaside looking at the water. Bodki v'ashkechihi de mezvilen ka'usi. They were boydik into this fellow's yichas, and they found he came from Shevet Zevilin. Dichsev Zevilin lechoif yamim yishkoin. Explains the mashal that every person has in their DNA, they have their shoirish is from the Shevet where they come from. Zuk the mashal, because this person came from Shevet Zevilin, therefore that's why he had this, felt this attachment to the sea. The lefi bichas Yaakov yedama b'masav came. This was a result, says the mashal, of the brucha of Yaakov Avini. Now the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks in Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zemach Zevilim B'Tzeisecho. You should rejoice, Zevilim, when you're going out to work. Freik Or HaChaim HaKadosh Gevaldige Kasha, L'Simcha Mazi Oisa. Since when does one rejoice within Yunei Oilam Hazeh? It should say by Yisucha. Yisucha should be rejoicing by Alecha. Why is it written by Zevilim? And we see the Ramban had the same question. And the Ramban gives us an explanation. Tam Zemach Zevilim B'Tzesecho. You know why Zevilim should rejoice? When is this? Be'es Seischo Bonios Soicha. When they go out on the ships, Yirmois Kilachoif Yamim Yishkon. Moshe Rabbeinu was being meramez what Yaakov Avinu told Zevilim, your panusa will be on the sea. When they are Makayim, what Yaakov Avinu told them, then they will rejoice. But the question still remains, Frey Dorachama Kudish, since when is one Sameach in a Nune Oilem Hazeh? The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Kedishin, in Daf Pei Beis Omed Aleph, Rav Sapunim Chasidim Heim. The majority of sailors are all Chasidim, or pious individuals. Explains Rashi, Mikiven Shehem Nimtsuim B'Mukoim Sakuna. Because they are constantly in danger. When there's a storm at sea, it's not going to help the sailor that he's got good connections, that he's a cousin of the prime minister, the president, or he's got £1 million in his bank account, or he's got protection with this one, with that one. When there's a storm at sea, all these things are useless. Ein leuni leshuin ela alavini shabashamayim. Therefore, rov sapunim chasidim heim. What Yaakov Avinu was giving hadrucha to Zevilim was telling Zevilim lechoiv yamim yishkoin. You have to seek for yourself a panusa, which this panusa is going to bring you closer to Hashem, not take you away from Hashem. And when they are taka going on the sea, then, says the Ramban, then is Mekiyim, Zemach Zevilim B'Tzeisecho. So this is a gavaltiga hoirua. When a person looks for a job, he should look for such a job which is going to enhance his avoidus Hashem and not chas v'shulam be a contradiction to his avoidus Hashem. The Tashbats in the Sefer Mugen Uvois, in the first perek of Masechtas Uvois, he writes as follows, Chach me Yisrul hagadoylem, Ho yechoyfrei sudes v'choyt ve'eitzim im espanesim miyagiyam. The Chachma Yisrael like to do hard, back-breaking labor. V'ho yiboychrim ha'maluchas ha'kevedois. They would prefer rather to be engaged in a difficult job kedei lahachniya yitzrom v'lo yavoyi l'dehira. They wanted to do something which is going to take away their gashmiyistik koyach. They should afterwards not have any koyach anymore, that the Yetzer Hara should come and try and persuade them to do aveiros. This was a Chachmei Yisrael. Looked for such a job which would enhance their avoidus Hashem. So this is our avoider. Explains the Kotzker Rebbe. This is what the Mishnah says. Toiv Toire im derech eretz sheyegia shenehem mishkachas uvoin. Said the Kotzker Rebbe, you know when it's toiv toire im derech eretz? When it's yegia shenehem. When one is touching the other. When a person finishes learning, he straight away goes to work. When he finishes working, he straight away goes to learn. He doesn't have any gaps in the middle. When you have yegia shenehem, when he finishes one, he straight away goes to the other. That's yegia shenehem mishkachas uvoin. The Kotzker Rebbe once said, I want my chassidim should be so busy, they shouldn't have any time to do aveiros. So this is this yesod, yegia shenehem mishkachas uvoin. Now the Mishnah tells us in Uvois, hamahalech bederech, v'shoyne mafsik mishnusa v'oyme ma'no ilan zeh, harizeh mischayev b'nafshoy. In the Ksav Soifim, Parshas B'chikoisai, quotes this Mishnah, And he says this Mishnah is a mushal for somebody who goes out to work. And I'm going to ask Akasha on what the Ksav Sofer writes. Nearly, the kavunas hatana de ve'emes lav kol udam zoichel yos yoshev ba'oil Torah tomit. Not every person is zoicha to sit all day long in the Beis HaMedrash and learn. V'tzurach lahafsik mimishnusoi. A person has to be masik mimishnusoi. V'lasik b'masva matan and go out to work. But, avo yaseh al apoy v'chamusoi. You should do this against your will. You should be angry. Why do I have to stop learning? Why do I have to go out to work? Yaseh al apoy v'chamusoi. Your real cheshik should be only to learn. Aber ma yaseh? What should he do? Kilo zocha lekach. Vo'oynes rachmuna patre. Aval emavsig mimishnusa lachesh lezroil netoya. Venene misanik. If you stop learning to go to work and you have hanur that you're going to work, ve'ein kush ulov. So the Mishnah is a mushal. It's a mushal of somebody who's stopping work, learning to go to work. A similar word said the Heilige Rishna. The Pusik says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayhi hevel royet soin, v'kayin hoya Oved Adoma. Chazal tell us, Ein vayehi elushin sa. Ein vahoya elushin simcha. Gesuk the Heilige Rishna, you know why Cain turned out to be what he was, and Hevel turned out to be what he was? Vayehi Hevel royet soin. Because by Hevel it was a tsa, vayehi, to be a royet soin. Ve Cain hoya. He had the simcha to be a oved Adoma. So the same yesod as the Ksav Sofer, zog the Heilige Rishna. Now I see these two vetter, and I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us just the opposite. Semach zevilim b'tzeisecha. You should rejoice. So how can the Ksav Sofer, the Heilige Rishna say, no, you're supposed to do al apoy v'chamusoy, ob in the Torah shtei klunishtazoy, semach zevilim b'tzeisecha. And I have noch a Mishnah in Ovois, in the fourth perek. Yegia kapecho kisoichel, ashrecho v'toivloch. Ashrecho ba'oilam azeh, v'toivloch la'oilam abu. So I see, there is clearly nishtazoi. On the other hand, there is a gemura, mesech de Shabbos and daflamet beis omed aleph. Udam yoitze leshik. When a person goes out to the marketplace, you should view yourself as if you've been just taken over by a prison officer who's leading you into prison. This is how you should look at yourself when you have to walk in the marketplace. L'chora, how do we reconcile this? However, we're seeing the pshat is as follows. Like we mentioned, when a person has a panusa, which that panusa brings him closer to avodas Hashem, like zevilin, then takas semach zevilin betzesecho. If chas v'shulam, however, a person is being oisik in a panusa, which that panusa is taka a contradiction to his avodas Hashem, because his panusa doesn't allow him to daven, it doesn't allow him to learn, it's giving him many nisyoinus. This is a panusa, unfortunately, where he's got to battle his yetzer hara by yede shrit and rede trit, then he's taka like somebody's nimsa lasadiot. Then taka, so taka toignish, this is a gewaldige tzah. But when somebody is doing a panusa, and he's doing his panusa l'shem shamayim, then avadis mach zevilim b'tzeisecho. And we find in the Arigas Haboisim, in this week's parsha, zukta a gewaldige lushen. And Yesod V'Shoish Havoida writes the same thing. And I want to read out the Lashonis because it's such a gewaldige chiddush and such a gewaldige chizik. Writes the Arigas Haboisim, the highest level of limud HaTorah is limud Sisrei Torah, Kabula, Sisrei Torah. Now, there are many people that learn Torah all day long. They've never opened a Kabbalah Sefer in their lives. Because Sifrei Torah is only understood by the greatest people. Zog de Arigas Haboisim, these words. L'choyre bezevillen she'oise bepragmatia. Zvillen who is busy all day long working. Lo yichel lahagia l'day mitazi. Even if Zevillen finds time in the morning, and in the afternoon, and the evening, to have a chavrisa, to learn, yeah, he's going to be learning Gemura, Halucha, Chemish. But let's be honest with ourselves. These people who are working, they're never going to come to this level ever, that they'd be able to learn Sifrei Torah. And Sifrei Torah is a chiyuv and is a part of Torah, just like every other part of Torah. Zuk der Arigas Haboisim, these words. Aval Yeshloime, Al Yedemasha Poyel, through his work, Sha'oimed Lenes, which he stands as an example, as an Elecha Balabus, who's combining Torah and Derech Eretz together. Vi Oisig Ben Yune Oilem Azeh, Emikal Mukhe Misnag Be'orchet Sadikim. Although he's going out to the workplace, and he's faced with Nisyoinus, but he conducts himself with a gewaltige Ehrlichkeit, Be'orchet Sadikim, Ve'rabim Royim Lechoy Misam. People learn from him. This is how one can be an Ehrlich Balabus. He Kamoy Sifrei Torah. This is compared to Sifrei Torah. She'en Yodeya Boikim HaYodeya Nisturois. Only the Rabbi Nishalim, who's the Yodeya Nisturois, he knows what Nisyoinus this person is going through and how he is conducting himself and he's elevating himself in his workplace. This is considered as if he's learned Sifrei Torah. Now comes Yisod V'Shosh HaVoida in Shah Ches Perik Yud Beis, and he writes the exact same Yisod and even more. Nirali Bore, it seems to me without a doubt, that if a person thinks to himself, how can I improve my avoidus Hashem? Af bahan hugus masa im matan. How can I improve my avoidus Hashem in my workplace? Oy biagia kap of shaloi, lasik bo beminis lev al tzada heta. Make sure that I'm not doing any things which are not osgehalt na pi Torah. Hin tzedek, v'lav tzedek, I'm not overcharging anybody. I'm not doing anything which is wrong. Al pi choshem mishpat. I'm conducting myself 100% al pi shulchan aruch. Zebura shemaleches machsheves yeshura katoira yechushev. This machshuva which he has is considered like Torah. V'haboira yizburach yishtasheya bechidish ze. And the Rabbi Shem is going to rejoice with this chiddush. V'chushiv im koinei ki lechiddush Sifrei Torah al derech ho'emes. The Rabbi Shem will consider this person, it is as if he has been mechadish Sifrei Torah al derech ho'emes. So therefore now we understand gevaldik semach zevillim betzeisecho. That when Zvillin goes out on the sea, and they are in constant danger, and therefore this is bringing them closer to the Rabbi Mishloilam, this is not a contradiction to Avodas Hashem, just the opposite. The Rabbi Mishloilam is Mishtasheya with this Chiddush Torah, Kila Chiddush Sifrei Torah Derech Zemes, and therefore it's written, Zemach Zevillim Beit Zesechel. Every morning we say in Birchas HaTorah, the Brucha, in the Taz already explains that when it says the word la soik, it means ikke malas oiskin betoire dafke derech toirech viyagia valze kivni bebrucha lasik bedivre toire. And as I zook the Bach, that brucha lasik bedivre toire means mazol ligin in lenin. Freik the ksav soifer and the sefer Torah Chaim on Shulchan Aruch. So if so, somebody was lichtnisht in Lenin, how can he make this brucha lasik b'divrei Torah? This brucha should only be recited by Geroyser Talmidei Chachumim, was ligin in Lenin. But somebody was lichtnisht in Lenin, derech Torah v'yagia v'omo, how can he make this brucha? Azoi frik the Ksav Sofer in Shivas, and azoi frik the Torah's Chaim. Zuk de lekite marich as follows. He brings a vort from the Yitavlev. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos in Daf Lamed Hei Yomed Aleph, there's a written a pusik, lo yomish sefer Torah mipicha. Yochel de dvorin kiksuvim. You might think it means literally 24/7 you can't stop learning. Talmud loyma vosafta de ganecho haneg bohem minag derech eretz. So lechayre, we have a contradiction between the two psikim. Here it's written lo yomish sefer Torah mipicha, and here we're told vosafta de ganecho. So how can you do both together? Says the Gemara, Hanik Bohem Midas Derech. So what's, how does this answer the contradiction? Gezuk the Yitavlev in Parshas VeYishlach. What the Torah is, what the Gemara is telling us, Hanik Bohem, is bring the Torah into your Derech Eretz. Hanik Bohem Midas Derech. Bring the Torah into your Derech, into your Panusa, and then it will be considered as if you're learning the whole day. Zug de lekite marich. So now we can understand just the opposite to how the Taz and the Bach understood lasik bedivrei Torah. Lasik bedivrei Torah doesn't refer merely to somebody who says oisik b'Torah b'yomol v'yagia v'Torah chavada the sapush pshat, but it refers also lasik that all your asukim should be one long hemshach of Torah. Zuk the lekite marich, when a person conducts himself, all is asukim al pi Torah, then this is la soik bedivrei soira. So this is the avoider. Now the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Megillah, in Davova Medalef, that Zvilin actually wasn't so happy with his lot. When Yaakov Avini gave the brucha, Zvilin lechoyf yamim yishkoin, tells us the Gemara, Zevilim Misram al Midoisov Hava. He was very upset. Oma Zevilim Vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Reboi Nishloilem, La'achai Nosata Lehem Arutzos. To all my brothers, you gave them fields. Veli Nosata Yamim Benahurois. And to me, you just gave the sea, the ocean. Oma Loi, Reboi Shem Gezukt, Kilam Srichem Lecho al Yedei Chaluzoin. Everybody's going to need to come on to you for the chaluzon. Ki chaluzon oile min hayam shaloi. The chaluzon is found in the sea by the portion of Zevilin. V'soivim midumoi techeilis. So what was the complaint of Zevilin? Zevilin wasn't happy. They wanted to have fields as well. Why did they want to have fields? Because when you have fields in Eretz Yisrael, there's harbor mitzvahs to Lias Boris. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us Chazal wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs up to Lias Boris. And here we have Zvilin living in Eretz Yisrael, but he's got to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to the sea, which is in Chizlurz, to make his panusa. Zvilin felt hard done by. Why am I being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael and I can't be Mekayim all the mitzvahs up to Lias Boris like all the other shortim? So the Rebbein Shem said, you have got a groisa avoider as well. Because of you, Kalal Yisrael will be able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah tzitzis, where it's written, Re'isim oisoi is a chartem es kol mitzvah Hashem. This will only be fulfilled through Zevilin. It's an amazing thing that the gematria of Zevilin is 101. And the gematria of Chaluzoin is also 101. So the Rabbi Nishalom was Menachem Zevilin. Don't be upset. You're not losing out. Ganz Klal Yisrael needs to come on to you for, in order to be able to Mekayim the mitzvot tzitzis, and only through you will be Mekayim Re'isim Oisei Zechatem as Kol Mitzvot Hashem. And then comes Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu now he has on Zmach Zevilin Beitzesecho. Don't feel hard done by Zevilin. Zmach Zevilin Beitzesecho. And Rashi, if you look in Rashi v'zois habrucha, Rashi v'zois habrucha explains this is the hemshach of psikim, what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Amim ha yikru shom yizbech yiziv chetzedek, ki shefa yumi inukis afine temine choyle. Explains Rashi, amongst the sand you'll find there the chaluzon. So this is the hemshach of zmach zevilin b'tzesechu, because safine temine chol, you'll find the chaluzon amongst the sand. So this is the avoider of having a panusa. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos and Daf Mem Gimel on the base, Omer Rav Zitra Bativya Omer Rav Mai Dichsev Es Hakol Yufa Beitoy Melamed Shekol Echad VeEchad Yipeloi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imnusoy Befunov. That the Rabbein Shlomo made for every Baal Melucha, he should enjoy his work. So Grashi, Afili Borsi, even a tanner, which has got a terrible smell and it's a difficult job, Nu Eloi, Imnusoy Be'enov. The Rabbein Shlomo did so that there shouldn't be lacking any jobs. In the Sefer Divrei Yisulf in the Majid Sereba, he quotes from the Rebbe Melech's Chisa Yugnaleini, that a person can make a panusa from whichever trade he wants to. But there's one condition, and the condition is he has to enjoy what he's doing. This is the yesod. He's got to enjoy what he's doing. If he'll enjoy what he's doing, then he'll be able to make a panusa. So this is their yesod, that having a panusa is not chas v'shulam, a stira at all to avoid Hashem. Pink faket, it's supposed to enhance the avoid Hashem. And when it enhances the avoid Hashem, then a person is zoich atakas mach zevilin b'tzesechel. Although avada, a person has to remember, Chazal tell us, asay teroscha kava, and malachtechu arai. Even if you enjoy your panusa, and even if taka, it enhances your Hashem, your avoid Hashem, or the ike as avada alamul, Asay terosch kava and malachtechu arai, and then is ben zoicha that toiv toirim derech eretz shigia shnei mishkachas uvoin omen ken yirutzon.
Amen.